A new VOC study is in the works, but Morgan Hill, there have been other studies over the past decade in Garfield County, including the following. The health impact study in 2010 that was killed by Garfield County commissioners. There was a 2015 study requested by Garfield County Health to the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment that used data collected from 2008 to 2012. Then there was a Colorado State University study from 2012 to 2016 of air emissions from natural gas activities. What is this new study and how will it differ from the previous studies?
So this new study is different in that it is looking specifically at the sources of our volatile organic compound data. So we've been collecting this really robust data set of volatile organic compounds, or VOCs, from 2008 to until the present. And we know we have some guesses about where our sources of VOCs are from, but we wanted to work with Colorado State University. This is the same research team that did the previous natural gas air emission study on examining really where these sources are coming from. So they're going to incorporate some of the data that they collected in the study that they released in 2016, but mostly it's examining our VOC data set that's been collected by Garfield County.
Your VOC data set.
So we have five, we call them ambient air monitoring sites around the county that collect data on volatile organic compounds. That's on a 1-in-6-day basis, and they collect the samples for 24 hours. They're in a variety of different environments. We have some that are more urban, some that are more rural, some that have more of an influence of oil and gas development, and some that don't, such as the Carbondale site. And these sites, as I said, have been collecting samples regularly for the last, we're actually at 10 years now. We own and operate that program, and the county has funded all of that VOC sampling, and it's county staff that go out and collect these samples. And essentially, we just want to take this investment that we have made in all this volatile organic compound monitoring and examine it in a new way, figure out where our trends are coming from, because we have seen a statistically significant decrease in volatile organic compound trends starting in 2010 to 2012, and just really answer some of these questions about where they're coming from. And the main sources that we'll look at are traffic, natural gas development, and vegetation primarily.
Vegetation.
Yeah, so vegetation actually does produce, in some areas, almost half of the volatile organic compounds. So sage and pine all release VOCs. So we know that some of them are naturally occurring and some of them are more produced through human activity.
So can you compare the volatile organic compounds that are released from, say, a sage field and a natural gas well site?
Yes, yeah, and that is really what this study is going to be looking at, is compounds that are more related to these various activities, because we collect 90 VOC compounds every 6 days. So some of those are more closely linked to these specific activities, such as traffic, natural gas development, and vegetation, like I said. And these researchers who are really familiar with not only our data set, but also the data set from their natural gas emission study, will look at the VOCs that we've collected through a term called positive matrix factorization that analyzes where they might be coming from.
I'm having a hard time believing that volatile organic compounds that are carcinogenic come from sage and pine.
So of the 90 volatile organic compounds that we collect data for, 21 of them are considered hazardous. I don't know all 21 of those, and I don't know which ones would come from vegetation. But again, that's part of the investment of this study, is to answer that question.
The Colorado Department of Health and Environment study that used data from 2008 and 2012 in Garfield County concluded that rifle silt and parachute residents were exposed to lower levels of VOCs than before 2008. However, the levels that they were exposed to were still above EPA safety standards. What do you expect to find with this study in that area?
This study has a less of a health risk component and more is examining, again, the sources of those VOCs. And we will be looking at all five of our sites thoroughly through this process. I think it will kind of tie into some of that research. It'll tie into the study that CSU did previously. But not, again, it won't look as much at the health risk. It'll just be examining sources so it can help us identify and better interpret our data set.
Well, Morgan Hill of the Garfield County Public Health Department, thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.